Tesla's India Drive kicks off in Mumbai.
Sparrow Capital eyes 400 crore rupees raise for its third fund.
This IMA startup wants to offer you a slice of a share.
PhonePe ropes in former Meta India policy head Shivnath Tukral ahead of its IPO.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello listeners, welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, where we bring you the sharpest startup and tech updates from Monday to Friday on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts from. Good evening, Bhavya. So big wheels are rolling into India. We're talking about Tesla. The EV giant has finally made its official pit stop in the country.
That's right, Chandra. Elon Musk Tesla has opened its first showroom in Mumbai's Bandra Kurla complex, spanning 4,000 square feet. So this marks Tesla's formal debut in one of the world's largest auto markets.
Yes, the showroom launch kicks off the India rollout for the Model Y car. The rear-wheel drive version is priced at Rs 59.89 lakh and the long-range variant will set you back by Rs 67.89 lakh.
Yes, but interestingly, the same model is priced at less than Rs 34 lakhs in the US and China. So clearly, India's import duties are no joke.
But Bhavya, I'm sure some founders, VCs and CXOs have already booked their cars. But deliveries are expected to start in Q3 of 2025. Initially in Mumbai, Delhi and Gurugram, Tesla plans to open a second showroom in New Delhi by the end of this month.
Yes, and the company isn't stopping at showrooms. Tesla is setting up 4 charging stations each in Mumbai and Delhi with 16 superchargers and a similar number of destination chargers at each of these locations.
Now, at the launch, Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis pitched hard for a bigger Tesla presence, calling for local manufacturing and supply chain setups. But Tesla says it's playing the long game, no immediate plans for a factory, but it will rely entirely on Indian talent for its operations. Next up, moving on from the world of Tesla to the VC world, well, we're picking up from our sources that Sparrow Capital, an early stage sector agnostic fund, is preparing to raise 400 crores for its third fund.
Yes, quite a leap there. When we look at the numbers, they started with 4 crore rupees in fund 1, which went up to around 150 crore rupees in fund 2. And now they are eyeing a nearly 3x jump in just 5 years.
So this new fund will give Sparrow more muscle to write larger checks beyond the current 2 to 5 crore sweet spot.
Yes, some background here. The firm was founded in 2020 by Kalari Capital alums Darshit Vora and Yash Jain and Akash Goyal, who came from Fundamentum Partnership.
So this fundraising spree also aligns with a larger VC trend. Several mid-sized funds like Indigo Ventures and All In Capital are raising funds too.
Yes, and not to forget the big guys, Axel, A91 Partners. They've all raised massive funds lately. Estimates say that India's total VC dry powder has crossed nearly $12 billion.
So more dry powder means more potential deal activity, but we'll have to wait and see how fast that capital gets deployed.
Yes, so from VCs to retail investing, here's something new for everyday investors. Bengaluru-based fintech Zolt is bringing fractional stock ownership to India.
So the startup has received a green signal from SEBI to pilot the model under its regulatory sandbox.
So here is how it works. You could own 0.1% of a company like MRF for just Rs. 800. That's way more accessible than buying the whole share, which can cost upwards of Rs. 80,000.
So the system will tokenize high-value stocks into digital assets, giving full legal ownership. These can be traded, stored in a DMAT account, or even recombined into a full share.
So globally, this model exists, but in India, this is the first SEBI-approved pilot and it could pave the way for tokenized securities as a new asset class itself.
So Zolls is also working on some interesting side projects like CBDC-powered loyalty rewards for Kiranas, MSME invoice tokenization in collaboration with big names like SBI Payments, ICICI, and HDFC. So if it clears all regulatory hurdles, this could democratize investing, think hyper-personalized portfolios, build one token at a time.
All right, on to our last but important story in the policy corner. PhonePe has appointed the former Meta India policy head Shivnath Tukral as VP for Public Policy and Government Affairs.
So we hear that Shivnath Tukral will work closely with PhonePe founders Sameer Nigam and Rahul Chari on regulatory strategy and thought leadership, especially important as the company gears up for its IPO.
So PhonePe already commands nearly 45% of the market share on UPI, and there's a lot happening behind the scenes too. So the MDR or merchant discount rate debate continues, although the finance ministry recently clarified that there are no plans to introduce it.
Now, PhonePe recently transitioned into a public company in April. It's also appointed bankers like Kotak Mahindra Bank, JP Morgan, Citi, and Morgan Stanley for their IPO.
So they are reportedly targeting a $15 billion valuation, and bringing Tukral on board is a clear step towards navigating the policy maze with clarity. All right, that's a wrap for today's episode of Tech 3 from Money Control. Hope you found this interesting, and a shout out to our reporters from the Tech and Startup team for the stories we spoke about today.
Thank you, listeners. We air every Monday to Friday between 7:30 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. So tune in for more news minus the boring bits. This is Chandra and Bhavya signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.